Welcome to the Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Rick Thompson.
Caleb Oakes.
All right, Caleb, today we wanted to talk about what the heck is Power BI anyway?
Yeah, might be kind of a seem like a basic topic, but I think it's going to be important because Power BI is actually confusing. Once you start digging into the details, I mean, most people might have an idea that's some sort of visual analytics tool, but it's a lot more than that. And just that visual analytics tool, there's a lot of components to it.
Yeah.
And it can get confusing without a basic understanding.
Yeah, I think that's right. This came up either earlier this week or last week. You said you were explaining to someone what is Power BI, or they were asking about it. I think it was a fairly technical executive, CIO or VP of IT or something, saying, what is Power BI? And my initial reaction was, what do you mean?
Right.
But then as we started to talk about it, I realized, oh, yeah, no, there's a lot of layers here. And if you're not familiar, it could be confusing. And so actually, it was a really good question by him, and hence this podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you start us off? Where do you want to start on that?
Okay. So let's just start with like the basic visual aspect of Power BI and, you know, those, how those break down. So I think that there's two primary components to that. When I say visual aspect, it's like the charts and the graphs and the things that you can click on and really what provides the data for you. So two different pieces of it. One, there's this Power BI desktop version, which is like it's an application on your computer.
Right.
Right. So it's just local to you. It's not shared with anybody.
It's like Excel or Word or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just your version of Power BI.
Right.
All right. So the other component is what's referred to as the Power BI service. Now that's where you can still consume those same reports and stuff, but that's where you're going to publish your work that you did inside of the Power BI desktop to share it with other people.
Exactly. So the service is a web-based service. So once you've built your Power BI report on your desktop application, you're publishing to the service, and now you can share and other people can look at it. You can use it on your phone or any browser anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. That's Power BI desktop, Power BI service. Now where it gets kind of confusing and what's happening right now in the Power BI world is more and more of what you can do in the desktop, you can also do in the service.
Yeah.
So you can edit reports, you can create new visuals, you can do a lot. You can actually even write DAX now in the service.
Yeah.
So in the web portal version of Power BI, you can do more and more of what you used to only be able to do in the desktop.
Right.
So the lines start to get a little bit blurred and it's hard to keep track of, if you're not used to it, where you're at, like Power BI service or the desktop or what's going on.
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you had to use the desktop. Well, actually, you still do for some applications now, but more and more, you can do what you need to do in the service. And I'm sure Microsoft's plan is to move away from the desktop. You'll just work in the service in Power BI as part of Fabric, is my guess. You know, they're doing that with Outlook and all of their desktop, their 365 applications. I'm sure Power BI is no different.
Right, exactly.
But it's not all the way there yet.
Yeah, so it gets a little confusing, right?
Yeah.
So basic rule of thumb is that if you're building reports, do it in the desktop or editing them until that service gets to the point where it does most of what you would need. Still not quite there, as you said. But then the service is for viewing and consuming reports.
Right.
Desktop's for building them.
So right? When you want to make them public, they go to the service.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I hope everybody's
with us
so far.
Here's where it gets hard.
Next step. So once you're in the service, there are a bunch of different aspects to Power BI in the service. So the first place I want to start is with what they call apps.
Okay. Right.
So once you've got a report up in the Power BI service, it goes into a workspace.
Right? Oh boy.
So,
yeah.
So now we got, all right. So let's start. Let's start from the beginning. So you desktop, then you publish it to the service. When you do that, it has to go to what's called a workspace.
It makes you choose a workspace. When you say publish, it says which workspace do you want it to go to.
Exactly, right. So once it's in that workspace, that's where it's meant to. You're meant to work with the report there. Like you could do some of that lightweight editing if you want that I just said you should do in the desktop.
Right.
But you can do it in the workspace.
Yeah.
But that's not where people should consume that report if they're just a report viewer. That's where apps come into play.
Okay.
So from a workspace, you can create an app, and that app you can then share with your report consumers.
Okay. So an app is almost like it's a collection of reports that you've published from workspaces into an app, mm-hmm. and then you can share that app to the consumers, and they can have whatever reports are in that app.
Exactly, right.
And one of the nice things about apps is that you as a developer can keep working on your reports in your workspace, mm-hmm. in your desktop, and publishing to the workspace, but the end user doesn't see whatever you're working on until you actually – now push it into the app.
Exactly.
So it's right. a really good way of doing versioning and being able to do development without having users have to deal with not fully baked versions of reports.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. And the apps also enable some other things, like you can promote them. So if somebody's just browsing around Power BI, they can see it and get that app if you allow them to do that type of thing. But the primary use is how you just described it.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
What's next?
So we've covered the desktop, the service, workspaces, and apps. There are many other components. one interesting thing that not a lot of people know of, and this is a little bit more on the technical side, but I think it's worth talking about, is what's called Power BI Embedded.
Okay.
So Power BI Embedded is a way for you to surface a Power BI report to an application to basically be the endpoint for someone to consume that report.
So in other words, when you surface it in an application, you might have a web application that people are going to – let's say you have customers that are going to your web app to do certain things. You can actually surface Power BI reports within your web application. Right. It doesn't have to be in the app in mm-hmm. the Power BI service.
Right. Right, exactly. So like if you had a custom customer portal or something,
right,
and you wanted your customers to have access to this cool analytics via Power BI, that's how you would do it. That's how you would embed that report into your website.
Yep. And that's gotten really easy to do over the years. Mm-hmm. I remember when that first started, it was never that hard, but it could be a little janky. You had to deal with some stuff, but they've really done a good job of making that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Power BI Embedded, kind of okay. another flavor of Power BI.
This sounds like a Power BI ad, by the way.
Yeah, it kind of does. But I think it's helpful to know all the components.
And yeah.
I don't know if I've ever stumbled across something like this where it's like, here's the components
the
at a high
pieces.
Level
yeah.
that are, and kind of what they're used for.
So, well, good. Providing
a valuable a
public
service.
Exactly. All right.
So let's see. We've talked about embedded, the service, workspace apps, desktop. The other thing that I want to touch on is what's called the Power BI Data Gateway.
Yep.
The Power BI Data Gateway is a way for – so let's say – I'll just walk through a scenario. So let's say you're working with Power BI Desktop and you've got a connection to your local SQL Server database and you're creating some visuals and stuff, and then you publish it up to the service. Now, the service is in the cloud, right? It's a website. So it's not sitting on your network where you've been using your desktop.
Right.
So you lose the connection back to your local SQL Server as long as your security's good.
Right. Yeah, right. Hopefully you do.
Yeah, hopefully you do lose that connection. So you need a secure way to reach back to your SQL Server so that report in the service can get new data. Without you having to publish it every time.
Yep.
So the Power BI Data Gateway enables that. So it will sit on your network.
It's just a little program, mm-hmm. a little agent that sits there. When you reboot that server, it comes up in the boot process and creates this tunnel for Power BI to be able to see this local
exactly.
SQL Server
right.
or whatever the data source is.
Right, yeah. right, exactly. So a way for you to get –
and it's not just if it's on – it doesn't have to be local to your physical office or something like that. This can also be if you have a cloud server, you have a VM in the cloud, which is that's the primary use case these days. You're still putting this agent out there so that the Power BI service can easily get to the data that's on that.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So that's the Power BI Data Gateway.
All right. Good.
All right. Last thing – that I can remember to talk about.
Okay.
is the Power BI Report Server.
Okay.
So Power BI Report Server, if you think about the Power BI service is up in the cloud. If you, for some reason, did not want to put your Power BI report on to the Power BI service, you could create like a local Power BI service.
Just sitting on a server, a VM or a local server.
Yeah, exactly. And you could put your reports there. There are a lot of downsides to that. Like all the new cool stuff comes out on the service.
Every month,
it's way late getting into the server.
Yeah.
So if you want like the cool feed, and the server is just kind of a pain to maintain, it works if you have to. But I think it's an important thing to be aware of that that's there so it's not doesn't confuse you.
How many of our clients actually use that?
I've only seen like four or five.
Out of a couple hundred, okay.
So it's not very common. It's usually when they have very tight security controls and they don't want to be putting data somewhere that's not within their network.
Yeah.
That makes it sound scary. But the Power BI service is super, like it's secure. It's just like Officer 65, like it has the same thing. So if you've got Excel documents in Officer 65, it's no different.
Yeah. So if there may be listeners that remember the old SSIS or SSRS service, which is the SQL Server reporting service, it's the same thing, an analogous thing that you've got a server sitting inside of your firewalls that you can keep sort of in this walled garden and your users just get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Good. That's it? That's all you can remember?
There are lots more. There's a lot more to that, but I think that basically covers the anything that has Power BI in the name.
Okay.
There's also
you're not counting Power Query and all sorts of little.
You could get into like data flows and stuff like that. But I think that's probably better for another day.
Yeah, the data models and okay. There's a lot more to talk about.
There is a lot more to talk about there.
Why don't we wrap this one for today and we'll come back later and talk more about some of that other stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. Good job.
Thanks. All right.